The Special Operations Network was instigated to handle policing duties considered either too unusual or too specialised to be tackled by the regular force. There were 30 departments in all, starting at the more mundane neighbourly disputes, SO30, and going on to literary detectives, SO27, and art crime, SO24. Anything below SO20 was restricted information, although it was common knowledge that the Chrono Guard were SO12 and anti-terrorism, SO9. It is rumoured that SO1 was the department that polices the Spec Ops themselves. Quite what the others do is anyone's guess. What is known is that the individual operatives themselves are mostly ex-military or ex-police, and slightly unbalanced. If you want to be a Spec Op, the saying goes, act kinda weird. Milan de Flos, A Short History of the Special Operations Network. My father had a face that could stop a clock. I don't mean he was ugly or anything. It was a phrase the Chrono Guard used to describe someone who had the power to reduce time to an ultra-slow trickle. Dad had been a colonel in the Chrono Guard and kept his work very quiet. So quiet, in fact, that we didn't know he'd gone rogue at all until his timekeeping buddies raided our house one morning, clutching a seize and eradication order, open-dated at both ends, and demanding to know where he was, and when. Dad had remained at liberty ever since. We learned from his subsequent visits that he regarded the whole service as morally and historically corrupt, and was fighting a one-man war against the bureaucrats within the office for special temporal stability. I didn't know what he meant, and I still don't. I just hoped he knew what he was doing and wasn't going to come to any harm doing it. That was the first page of The Air Affair by Jasper Ford, read by me, Michael Grimes.